My name is Courtney Rowland from Waterford, New York. I just heard the song that you played about not wearing a mask, and I'm kind of curious as to why you would play that song and give it airtime, given the riots and upheaval and everything that's going on right now. I feel like it's just contributing to that.
Miriam Alpern, Burlington, Vermont. I moved here almost 2 years ago, and I just become so thankful for your program and for the community work that you do, and I'm very grateful to be able to hear you all.
Hi, this is Carl Meyer from Greenfield, Mass. I very much enjoyed today's roundtable, and particularly the inclusion of Deborah Brown Johnson from the NAACP. I think it just makes the roundtable better and rounder and more democratic, and I hope if she can do it, she becomes a regular. Thank you.
Hello, this is Michael Nguyen, Saratoga Springs, New York. I'm calling, I believe the gentleman's name was Ryan Griffin, spoke the afternoon of June 3rd regarding the protests of Mr. Floyd's illegal death. Your speaker seemed to wrap the entire free world into these protests, putting it on the protesters, the onus on them to protect our free speech, to make sure there are no bad actors in the crowd like Antifa or other looters. And I wonder what his thoughts are on the white nationalists and other Second Amendment people that seem to get in front of every state capitol every few months and complain.
Hello, I'm Joan Justice in Schenectady, New York. I found that Mr. Griffin's essay from the London Institute had an almost unblinded view of what I perceive as truth this week. I do hope he will consider that much of the instigation of violence is coming from organized groups in the ultra-conservative movement, and I hope he will continue to open his perspective on some of the suffering that happens. If he wants a free market, it needs to be free. Stop subsidizing people of great wealth. Thanks. Bye now.
Hi, Don Pascucci, and conservative listener and supporter even. Not a lot. Don't have a lot of money. But I have to say the interview with the author, the Harvard professor that Alan did today, was really a terrific interview. Very interesting guy. You could tell absolutely no vitriol with that guy. Or, you know, certainly he has a bias. I have my conservative bias. But he was easy to listen to and definitely thought-provoking stuff about the Republican Party.